results will be determined by how well your site is optimized for search engines. The better search engine optimization is done, the higher the place of your website link in the search engine pages will be. The poorer your search engine optimization is, the lower place you will get. I have seen people with average content rankings on page 1 of Google, and some people with amazing content rankings on page 2 or 3 of Google search engine rankings. It is all because of the SEO techniques being used by the site admins. Now, that said, let's move on and learn some of the terms that beginners come across over the internet when getting started with search engine optimization techniques. Various terms related to search engine optimization. White hat SEO. Anyone who performs search engine optimization using safe and legal techniques are known as white hat SEOs. These techniques are genuine and give long-lasting results. However, you do have to wait for some time before you can see results with these techniques. This technique is also known as ethical SEO among various internet marketers. Black hat SEO. This term is the one that you should be careful about. All the SEO techniques which are marked as unsafe and are not allowed by various search engines in their policies are known as black hat SEO techniques. These are the techniques that really attract newbies towards them. This is because these techniques promise a quick return on the investment that you make in your online website. Unlike white hat SEO techniques, black hat SEO techniques do not give long-lasting results. But there is one gift that these techniques provide to all their users, which is getting banned. Yes, using these techniques gets your website banned and blacklisted in search engines. Hence, I really recommend you stay away from all the techniques which promise you a big and quick return on your investments. SERP. This is the term that you will find after digging a little more on Google about SEO. SERP is a short form used for the term search engine results page. Do not let big names confuse you. SERP only means the web page that the search engine displays when it is searched for a particular search term. Let's take the dog barking example again to understand that. The page that is displayed by Google when someone searches for how to stop a dog from barking is known as SERP. That was easy to understand, wasn't it? One more question in minds of various people is how much time they need to wait for before getting results from white hat SEO. The answer is that it depends. If your website has a content written already and it is not optimized with SEO techniques, then it can take some time to appear in search engines with a better ranking. However, if you are just starting with your website and content, then your written articles, which you will optimize for SEO purposes, will get a place in search engine pages after a few months. 3 months is an average time period for newbies. Another important question that arises in the minds of newbies is, can they combine the white hat SEO techniques with black hat SEO techniques to get results while fooling search engines? The answer is no. Search engines are smarter than you think. Using that sort of combination will not get you banned most of the time, but will surely not improve your ranking either. That said, I want to tell you that you should only use white hat SEO techniques for your website's SEO purposes. In the next chapter of this book, we will talk about different types of white hat SEO techniques that you can use for your website to improve its ranking. 2. Various types of white hat SEO techniques. Discussing all the white hat SEO techniques is beyond the scope of this book. As I stated earlier, SEO is a big topic. Hence, I will only be discussing the techniques that are really important as per search engine requirements. In a nutshell, these techniques can be divided into two categories, namely on-page SEO techniques and off-page SEO techniques. Let's study about them one by one. Top on-page.